The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Okay, so now in Reno. Reno just hit 80 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning. Reno, 80 degrees. Dear summer, stop showing off. We get it. You're hot, okay? I'm John Potter, live and local, 9 to noon every Saturday on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk from the Reno studio. And Craig, producer out in Carson City, how are you, my man?
I'm doing very well this morning, John. Howard, you just said how you were, so I won't even ask that again.
I'd enjoy summer a lot more if somebody came by on the hour and misted me like produce, you know, with that thunder sound effect and everything. See if we can get an intern to do that.
What I like is going to restaurants that actually have the outdoor patio that have the misters on the patio, so it keeps it cool on the patio. I think the one I remember the most was Napa Sonoma on South Virginia. Napa.
Oh, yeah, good place, good place. There's the other extreme. You talk about cruelty, and you know I talk about going to Vegas. I was there 2 weeks ago. We stayed at a hotel where they had a big rooftop pool, but there was not one shade umbrella anywhere around the pool. Now, this is a 107-degree day. The only shades and all the umbrellas were in those little pagodas that you have to pay like $300 to lounge in. They, the filthy rich, there's got to be a revolution over that, I'm telling you. Had all the umbrellas, and they had everybody out in this 107-degree weather with not one bit of shade, not one. It was rooftop. They couldn't do one umbrella. That's why I came back. Anyway, you know, there is a cold front coming. It's only going to get up to 93 next Thursday. That's the coolest day of the week.
Not that you'll know the difference at all.
Well, I'm just looking forward to when they have pumpkin spice. That's always a good sign. When is that time again? By the way, Reno air quality is now in the moderate category, and that is from a wildfire in Southern California. The most current local fire we've had is the one in Verde. That closed 80, but it has reopened. I don't know if all four lanes are open, but it's both directions are open out there at Verde. From that. So, folks, you can call. Oh, speaking of driving, and I put this on my Facebook page that I saw a lot of weird things lately on the roads. I know it's always weird. I get it. But there was some weird stuff going on. I don't know what it is. Is it the heat? People are suddenly having very much trouble with the zipper merge. I thought we learned that. They forgot how to work the traffic circle. And I think the epitome was yesterday. I was at the Reno Costco. And by the way, that's the biggest cluster. They never talk about the biggest cluster traffic-wise in Reno being where Costco is in Reno. Harvard and Plum is the biggest cluster in Reno. They always talk about Kitsky and McCarran and Virginia. Yeah. Oh, yes, the on-ramp onto 580 coming from 80 going eastbound, yes, that's a big cluster too. But whose idea was it to put this massive Costco on Harvard, a two-lane road? We're trying to pull into the Costco parking lot, and, you know, that's kind of a long wait sometimes because Harvard. And this lady comes out driving an SUV, and she was eating a Costco hot dog while driving and using both hands because you have to. The hot dogs there are big like they should be, right? I don't know where she had the soda, but she was using both hands driving with a Costco hot dog out of Costco. I didn't see any hands on the steering wheel. I don't know. There could have been somebody, you know, in the wheel, I don't know, on the floor of the car. No, I don't think so. It was horrifying to me. So.
I'm going to research something here for you, John. If I remember, like 3 or 4 years ago, the city council, Reno City Council, made it into the statutes that that would be considered inattentive driving if you are not allowed as the driver to eat behind the wheel, have a dog on your lap behind the wheel.
I never heard of such a
law. Oh, yeah. I got to look up the code for it. But, yeah, that's I think that was like 3 or 4 years ago. I don't know if they're enforcing it or not.
Well, I guess I should cancel my taco platters at lunchtime on 580. That is
Are you going to have DoorDash meet you at the Glendale exit?
What is the hardest food to eat while you're driving? Maybe some of those sloppy burgers. Yeah, that's a good topic. 884-9910. What's the strangest thing you've seen while driving?
In and out animal style. Yeah, that would be the hardest one to eat while you're driving.
Yeah, right there. And why is it that when I'm on the highway, wherever I'm going, every trip, there's always that one shoe on the side of the highway? I mean, I can understand two shoes or none shoes, but always the one shoe.
It's really funny out here. But Wednesday, as I was leaving Wednesday afternoon, I drive pulling out of the parking lot, and there's a gallon of milk that apparently the person put on the roof of their car and fell, and it's now all over the road. I've seen the lunch boxes and the lunch all over the freeway, sandwiches and sodas and that on the lunch box. A worker didn't tie his stuff down or put it in the bin properly. Yeah.
Well, it's up to the gods, you know, because I once put a wallet on the top of my vehicle and I drove down the highway and I got to my destination, got out of the vehicle, and there's the wallet still there.
So well, he knew it was empty anyway, so he didn't have to worry.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Strange things I've seen. Okay, somebody used a turn signal, but that was years ago. 884-9910. You could call or text. You know, we get far more texts than calls on this show. I'm an old, let's go to line three, caller, what do you say, radio talk show host. But I really appreciate those texts, and I have got to get used to reading your texts on air. I haven't been doing that. And since you good folks took the time to write me, it's only respectful and appreciative that I do that. I am grateful. There have been many, many compliments. It always cheers me up after the show. I go through the text, you know. But there's also a critic or two. And Craig is a decent enough guy not to tell me, hey, you got an angry text. I appreciate that, Craig. Craig dutifully puts those texts in the delete file. You don't have to do that, Craig.
No, I don't delete them. I leave them.
They're in the inbox.
I leave them for management to read. They're in saved. But no, see, yours come, the news texts or the KKFT texts come to you via the news.
They don't come on my phone,
No. And
I only see them if I go into the system that we have here, which also has the calendar and the email and stuff like that. And, oh my gosh, look, texts.
Yep.
So can I read the one from last Saturday?
Sure, go for it.
All right.
About Mr. John Potter, I can't take it anymore.
All his little problems, reservations. Uber, his printer, Reno Reddit, please. Shows his ignorant, his overall ineptness. It's too much week after week, and his evaluation of politics is so underwhelming. Please, I'm begging. Get someone else for this program. Let's focus on what is still him or her. Let's focus on what is advertised for this program. Area events, where to go, what to see. I always look forward to transmitter problems during this 3 hours of nonsense. He's referring to the
internet outages.
I don't know what it is, but it cuts me off the air. And you know, when it cuts me off the air, I don't know, I'm off the air and I keep talking. And then Craig calls me. Oh, for the last 10 minutes, we've been off the air. You took over in Carson City, but it's not me. And here I'm talking for 10 minutes. And anyway, back to this text. My response, actually, I thought my first time with the Uber story was pretty funny. It was like Joe Biden reserves an Uber, right? And the printer, who doesn't have fights with their printer And then he texts again, or she texts again with suggestion. Craig is far more interesting. Actually, he is quite interesting.
Yeah, but I couldn't carry a show for 3 hours.
Let's switch some Saturday. You know, I don't know what you do there, but let's switch on Saturday. Listen, I would love to do the where to go, what to see, as this gentle listener suggests, and that's where you folks come in. It wouldn't really work with me pontificating what my favorites are. I and everybody else would much prefer listening to what you good folks have to say. Getting folks to break their Saturday morning routine to call into the radio station may be a bit challenging. I think it is, apparently, but I'd love to see that happen. And I don't mind some opposing views that even hammer me as well. There should be. You know, talk radio would be very boring if it was a total echo chamber of Mr. Nice Guy and one viewpoint. So I agree, angry texter. There is too much of me on the show. And I'm in a bit of agreement here. I am honestly not that interesting to listen to for 3 hours. I think very few are. Rush Limbaugh, the only person I can think of who was interesting for 3 hours. But this is supposed to be a call-in show. So call in, folks. The texter is frantic. He can't take it anymore. Okay, and I got some emails. Those are nice. And I get those directly. I appreciate it. But call up. Oh, I mentioned CrowdStrike. Now, these are current things going on right now. They're still rebuilding on the CrowdStrike thing. Update you on that. What's the latest? It could happen today. Biden getting out of the race. We'll be on top of it, you know, and we'll be on top of the whole campaign of Trump versus whoever it is. 884-9910 is the number. I'm John Potter. Got to take a break already. We have our first guest coming up at 9:30, and then it's going to be full-blown open-line phone calls starting at 10 o'clock this morning, okay? But Derek Lee's coming in at 9:30, and he has something very important. I can't believe he hasn't brought it up before that doesn't cost you a dime that can bring incredible brain health to you. I mean, he's not pitching his products on this one. And it's worth listening to. He's a fun guy, too. 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. Be back in a few. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 918.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
I added an egg to my 25-cent ramen, and I felt like I was Wolfgang Puck this morning. It really makes a difference. 922. I'm John Potter. There are a lot of things to go do and see. It is our town month for another 10 or 11 days, actually. Have you gone to any of the things, folks? Which one do you like attending? Today we have the annual Reno Basque Festival going on now until 5 o'clock at the McKinley Center by the river. There's a wine walk downtown today. Starting from the Visitor Center on North Sierra Street at 2 o'clock this afternoon. At 4, there's Dancing by the River with music, food vendors, and drinks at West Street Plaza downtown. And then starting at 6:30 tonight, there's music outside, which there often is, weekend nights at one of my favorite local restaurants, the Wild River Grill. And at Wingfield Park tonight, the performance is Latin Jazz with the Reno Jazz Orchestra. I love Latin Jazz. That's at 7:30 tonight, and it's free. So our town is a very positive thing Reno has every year. I've thought that from the beginning. The work that must go into this is amazing. And there's also many artist showings and receptions today and tomorrow. You can get the schedule online. I used to love going to artist openings. I'm still the guy who makes the local art museum a must-see in whatever city I'm visiting. Art is not meant to be loved by everybody, and especially these days. I'm old-fashioned in that I like art that portrays beauty. I don't like art that is meant to make people angry. That's the thing, you know, or art that's overtly political. In other words, I dislike art that is meant to divide or upset you. You know, we get enough of that, and politics is everywhere. I don't want to see it in the art, you know? And I mean everywhere else, it's there. And there's been this obvious change in Reno's public art toward that in the last 25 years, I think. When I came here in 76, that's 1976, not 1876, Craig. But in 1976, public art here was very well represented, and it glorified the majesty and the beauty of where we live, the West. Paintings, photos from artists like Frederick Remington, Ansel Adams, Charles Russell, some Native American artists who brought their voices and hands and brushes to the history of the American West. Amazing paintings of the American cowboy, the tribes, the unspoiled majesty at the time of where we live, from artists who represented the American Western art genre. And yes, there is one, albeit it doesn't seem to be as popular as it once was. I don't see that art around Reno as like it was. But that is the art I love. And I'm not saying this is the art form that you should love too, but I will say it fills you with pride, thankfulness, and patriotism when you see it. And some of them you just look at and, oh, it's amazing. But as I said before, art has changed. You know, I go to artist shows and I look at public art today, and most of it just does not seem to me to be very Nevadan. The space whale in downtown Reno. Yes, a whale in Reno. I was indifferent to it until I saw how much taxpayer money went into buying that thing. Art there, to me, would have been taken like the innards of the Mapes Hotel down to the brick and rebuilding the insides from scratch and ending up with an historical gem. Like I've seen them do this in Seattle and Boston when I lived there. It could have stood tall as our city hall, but they tore it down. And where it was is a homeless hangout now, and the space whale. I take morning walks, and I see art that it's meant, like it's meant to be ugly and meant to offend. There's this shop in Midtown with a poster in the window with an artist drawing of a dog taking a crap. There's a large mural on the side of a building on, I think it's Lake Street, not far from where Sizzle Pie is or was, with the American flag and a patriotic slogan in the backdrop of this goofy, bug-eyed cartoon character, this girl wearing an American flag who looks like a Simpsons caricature. What is that supposed to mean? You know, my wife and I went to one artist showing at the Holland Project on Vesta Street, and just really angry political art. This ugly caricature of Reagan. There was a skeleton wearing an Uncle Sam suit outfit. What is that supposed to mean? Just disdain for this country that we're lucky enough to live in? There was a proposal some 10 years ago to place some local artist works around Virginia Lake, and I actually went to a Reno council person, and I said, please, no. Why change a beautiful nature scene like Virginia Lake, which is the pinnacle of art itself, nature, with stuff like that? Number one, it doesn't belong there. And the lake and the trees and the geese and the landscaping is perfect as it is. Why put up anything artificial? And number two, I just don't trust what the city considers good art. They put the huge spiky structure up there at the corner of South Virginia and Kitski. What is it? There's a space whale. And there was a several mile long reading or whatever it was that they put this huge monstrous decal on the beautiful walk along the river. And this, it was a story that if you walk 3 miles, you read the story. So it was this 3 mile long, I don't know if it was that long, seen that way. It's a 3 mile long decal, and it promptly curled up and became an eyesore. I mean, we're talking well over $100,000 in public funds altogether for this stuff, maybe more. There are cities and towns with great public art. Ely, Nevada. Have you gone and seen what they did? They went big time into murals like 20 years ago, and they're all beautiful sides of buildings portraying history of the American West. Let's go to Fred calling from Sparks. Fred, reactions about art, I guess. Hey, Fred, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Well, you know, there's a perfect example. You bring up something that's a different topic and then it's beat on all week long. I work, I drive a lot. I listen to 15 to 25 hours a week of radio. I listen to KKFT a lot. I bounce around here and there, but that's just it. God gave that person a perfect gift. If he doesn't like something, use your finger to change the channel. But I enjoy listening to something different and new, and that's what you bring compared to the Monday through Friday scene on the radio all the time. So you have people out here that appreciate you. I listen to you most Saturday mornings. I'm working again today, and I thank you for your time and efforts. And before I hit a dead spot up here, you just have a wonderful day. Keep up the good work.
Oh, my gosh, Fred. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. You're making the angry texter even angrier today. Let me just finish up real quick about public art, though. That was really, it made my day, my friend. But anyway, those landscapes and things that they painted about the West, that's what Reno was. And overall, it just seems to me it's harder to find art that represents beauty. Anger in art is really just a protest poster to me. Real art elevates you, right? It doesn't bring you down. It doesn't invite hatred or make fun of patriotism. It's a cherished value that we were taught to respect and honor in this country because so many young men died and because so many today love it. So artists, reach for the stars, attempt the greatness achieved by the classics, and take down that crap. Oh, okay, another call. Peter calling from Reno on art. Hey, Peter, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
It's good.
Hey, so just to piggyback what you're saying about the art, you know, I read this very interesting post on the internet some time ago, and a guy had highlighted some of the tenets of the CPUSA, the Communist Party of America, of the United States of America, and it said that the Communist Party wants to make art ugly.
Really?
No beauty, patriotism. Just make it all ugly and bland and gross and offensive and so forth. And that's going hand in hand with what you're saying. I just found that very interesting.
I don't know. I think it's a very dismaying feature of the new culture that people think this is it's so negative. It's so ugly. And maybe they just like thumbing their nose at us. I don't know. Peter, I appreciate your call. We're going late. We're going to break for Fox News. Derek Lee up next. The thing that won't cost you a dime that'll save your health is right after Fox News. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time on 9:32.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad. Thank you, Brad. I listen to you sometimes periodically when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello, Northern Nevada. I'm John Potter. The Weekend is the name of the show, and yes, it's live and local. We're going to blast a bunch of calls at 10 o'clock this morning. Convention, Biden, CrowdStrike, and local stuff, and emails, 10 o'clock this morning. For now, though, it's Derek Lee. Derek Lee is back with us, our brain health expert, one of our favorite sponsors. And I always like to update folks when you're here, Derek, about brain health news. And I did the Google News and I type in brain health. Okay, here's the article, Foods That Boost Brain Health. Doesn't somebody come out with this article every week?
Yes.
I'm not even going to bother opening it. But you have something very important to talk about. I've been telling people it won't cost you a dime. What is it?
Water. Hydration. It's the key.
To the brain?
For the brain. You living in northern Nevada at higher altitude with low moisture, we lose just breathing 1.5 liters, so that's one almost equivalent to 1.5 quarts of water a day just by breathing, because we don't have enough moisture in the air. So even if we don't drink any water, that means we're losing 1.5 liters of water a day, 50 ounces of fluid, right out the window. And so why that's relevant, why it's relevant is hydration affects our brain. It affects our heart. It affects our kidneys, liver, every single organ in our body is generated based on fluid. Our bodies are all fluid based, and water, hydration, is the key component of that, because we can't really absorb moisture through our skin. We don't eat enough fruits and vegetables to generate enough fluids just by eating fruits and vegetables. So there's a significant lack of water, more or less. If we drink a lot of tea, that there's caffeine in most teas these days, and that dehydrates us. If we drink caffeinated sodas, that dehydrates us. Energy drinks, that dehydrates us. Alcohol destroys the intestinal mucosa.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Well, being concerned about memory and not drinking enough fluids, that is the simplest thing that we can do to ensure healthy brain, is to drink more fluids. And so this is one of the things Restore does, is Restore is going to generate more of a signal in the brain. And it's going to start drawing nutrients and moisture from our intestinal tract. So this is one of the ways Restore works, is even if we don't consume enough fluids, it's going to draw fluids to the brain to repair itself.
We do have to make up for the terrain in which we live in, where there's really not enough, besides it being dry, not quite enough oxygen, because we're at a higher elevation. A doctor said that he even prescribes oxygenators to normal people.
That's right.
So they get the oxygen and the water, being hydrated. It's really important. This is how great a person Derek Lee is. He's not here to get your money. He's giving a good tip about being hydrated. He's not looking to make dollars on it, unless there's Derek Lee water that you're going to pitch in 2 minutes, right?
Not today, John. There's always
Derek Lee Super Water.
Okay.
This is brainhealthformulas.com. And Restore comes in the picture by triggering what? The appetite for water?
Activating the brain, because our brains are all, a lot of it is electrical based. And so as we age,
the brain is all electrical.
There,
based, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's mostly. And so our brain can also produce signals by proteins. Mm-hmm. And so, but most of it's generated by electrical communication. And so if we don't have enough moisture, for all the electricians out there, if there's not enough moisture in something to bond to, then the brain's going to generate that signal, which is going to draw from the intestinal tract. In order to draw that, so electrical is trying to reactivate something in our brain that has either gone dormant or has never been activated. And so the more that electrical communication is trying to reestablish communication within the brain, it's going to draw nutrients. It's going to draw moisture. It's going to draw whatever the brain needs in order to fire up that aspect of the brain. Mm-hmm. So just because we are aging does not mean that our brain doesn't work as good anymore. We can actually make it be better. We can enable our brain to be better than it ever has in our entire life. Age doesn't matter. But we have to provide the nutrients to the brain, or for the brain to draw from, in order for it to be better than it ever has been. And Restore is a simple way of doing that.
One of the greatest health habits I picked up, which I'm really enjoying, is right after I do the sunrise run or hike, I get home, and I've been doing this for years. I drink, it must be this big, huge monster cup. I think it's like a quart and a half. And I mix, I fill it almost to the top with water, and then I put in lemon juice. And I drink it, and I feel great. Now, my dentist told me to take the lemon juice out. It wears out the enamel on the tooth. So what I did, I go to Costco. I got this huge canister of mixed lemonade. I think it's Country Time lemonade. Now, I'm not worried about the lemon hurting my teeth, because there's probably no lemon at all in Country Time lemonade, right? So it got sugar in it. So I put just a teaspoon of sugar in this quart and a half, and I drink it. Takes me half an hour. Well, then I got to pee all day. And I always have to tell people wherever I go, I drink a lot of water, you know, and use the bathroom. But it's worth it. I feel it, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's worth it however we can consume it.
I'm talking too much and getting when I get into my bathroom habits, you got to shut me up. I'll just go on and on about it.
It's beneficial. The more fluids we can drink, the better off we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one. It's a simple thing that we don't think about because it compounds as we age. If we don't drink enough fluids in our 20s and 30s, we don't notice it in our 20s and 30s. We notice it in our 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s because it's really a deteriorating effect.
Well, you can see it in your skin.
That's right.
If you don't drink enough water.
And so a lot of times when we have, especially older people, they bruise very easily. That in itself can be a sign of being dehydrated because that means our blood vessels are breaking just from bumping into something. It's hydration.
Okay, so take Restore, available at brainhealthformulas.com. And how much water should people drink?
At least 2 liters a day. At least, I believe that is an accurate statement with RDA or FDA, whichever, 8 8-ounce glasses, 64 ounces. If you can do at least that, you're in good shape. If you can drink more than that, you're in better shape.
I recommend doing it first thing in the morning and just a little bit of flavoring. And then it becomes a habit like coffee is.
Right.
Yeah.
It all works. It all builds up. I've been criticized because I'll drink a lot of water at once. And I come from the place of...
I do that sometimes too. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And so the more we can drink throughout the day, the better we can keep everything else hydrated. So drinking a lot at once is not detrimental. I mean, drinking a gallon of water within a short time frame can be very bad because
yes.
you flush everything out.
Yes.
However, if you drink a half a gallon within an hour or two, it's not necessarily bad. Because especially if we don't drink any more throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
or we drink less. So I've come from the place that we can drink a lot, quite a bit of, say, a quart of water at once, mm-hmm. and then we don't drink any more for 4 or 5 hours later. At least we're getting it into our system.
Do you flavor your water?
I do not.
See, I just, water's too boring. I got to put something in it. You know?
It's not the worst thing for you.
No, it
it's
isn't.
It's better to consume it, as long as there's not caffeine in it. Caffeine's a big critical factor.
And it also, you know what, Derek? It eliminates the craving for food. I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, I skip breakfast because of it.
It's not a bad thing. A lot of times, if we don't have enough, sometimes when we're dehydrated, our body will elicit signals to eat something, like sugar-based. Sugar, because sugar, what sugar does is sugar enables the, we have something called a goblet cell. Goblet cells produces fluid for us. And so if we're dehydrated and we eat something sweet, that generates more fluids for us. And so there's a bunch of tricks our body does to keep us functioning as optimally as possible. And the best thing we can do for our body and for our brain is to drink more water.
All right. And try it with Restore. Has been doing good for me.
Restore is great. Really Restore will draw fluid to the brain.
With the water. Folks, I got to take a break. I got to go use the restroom. 884-9910 if you have a question about, especially about brain health. Derek Lee is here, brainhealthformulas.com, for one more segment. Be back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 947.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
And local with our brain health expert, Derek Lee of brainhealthformulas.com. I just noticed online that coming up on July 22nd is World Brain Health Day. Are you going to celebrate? I mean, this is a big thing for you, right?
Every day is a celebration for me.
World Brain Health Day. Well, yeah, it's that important. Really is. So that's cool. Okay. So folks, drink a lot of water. Get the Restore. The Restore, by the way, did you improve it again?
Restore is the same.
You're tinkering with your products.
I have not changed Restore in over 2 years.
No, you gave me the updated one.
That's the one with amino acids. The formula is exactly the same.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought I was special.
You are special, John. You get to try things nobody else has access to.
Come on. I'm your guinea pig. Let's be honest here.
You are a great guinea pig.
Frankenstein. 884-9910, number to call. You also have a gut health formula. Now, you know, why be concerned about the gut? Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing how the different factions of the body all have to be in synchronicity, all have to connect and work together. And So much comes from the gut.
It Most really of it does. Does,
right? You know how important it is. You have a special formula just for gut health.
That's correct.
What is it?
So I'm including drinking water. And so when we drink water, we increase the fluids the intestinal tract has available to it. And the gut health formula, it is maybe 30 ingredients to it, but they all provide different nutrients. They provide proteins, they provide polyphenols, they provide carbohydrates. All those ingredients in it generate fluids, generate different types of mucosa, generate different types of mucins. Mucins are proteins for the interstitial fluid. So all the gut health formula really is what pushes the nutrients to all these different organs in the body, along with the brain. So the gut health formula is actually what not only rehydrates the brain, but it also pushes nutrients to the brain. Pushes nutrients to our organs, pushes nutrients to our feet, pushes nutrients to all components of our system, meaning the entire body and brain. Because without those nutrients, then our bodies are deficient. And when we don't have enough nutrients within our body, so we typically view the blood as the main carrier source for nutrients. What if it's not the only carrier source?
Happens, right?
And then there's another, I believe there's another circulatory system called the lymphatic system, which actually carries nutrients, the intestinal interstitial fluids, which actually might be what is critical for the brain health.
What is your product for the gut health again?
Gut health formula. Gut health utilizing Akkermansia. So Akkermansia is the director.
Okay. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Joe is calling for Reno. From Reno, question for Derek. Hey, Joe, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Hey, I appreciate the show, John, what you guys are doing. And Derek, two questions. One is there somewhere in town where I could walk up there and buy the products? I don't drive. I have low vision, and I like talking to people. Anyway, it's possible to walk into a store and buy that stuff. Restore and
I don't have it any.
You had a second question. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, the other question is, it's called it's called Liquid IV. It's this little powder stuff you put in 16 ounces of water. I buy it at Costco. It's in the category of electrolytes, like Gatorade and all that stuff. I've been drinking that. Periodically.
All right, we'll get his take on that, and Derek will answer your question. You got your radio on, right?
Yes, sir, sure do.
Okay, good, Joe. Thank you so much.
One more real quick. You guys. I had a stroke April 20th of this year. That's actually my second stroke. I'm 76 years old, and I've been taking excellent care of myself. I ride a bike, I exercise, try to eat right, do all those things. I'm trying to avoid another stroke. What do you guys got for, to avoid another stroke?
All right, Joe. Thanks. Turn up your radio. Derek, what do you say?
IV hydration can be useful. It's going to provide electrolytes. It's not going to be detrimental.
He was talking about that powder use.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. So we'll just get that one out of the way first.
It's good stuff, though, huh?
It's not going to do you any harm.
Oh, okay.
So then to answer the other question in regards to strokes, I believe most strokes are due to dehydration of the brain because the brain can't draw a signal. And so if there's an area of the brain that is deficient of fluids, that means there's no oxygen to that area of the brain also. And so then that lack of oxygen is typically the reason why strokes appear. And to answer the first question last, Joe, I do not have any products in stores. However, you can call me and I will talk your ear off and I'll answer every question you may or may not have. And I will provide all the information you probably wish you did not know.
You have a mail order system.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But some people, I talk to people every day, and sometimes half my day is spent talking to people, and I will provide very detailed information with every question anyone has. So, because I believe that the more information people have, the better off they will be. And so, Joe, my number is 775-634-7789. Please call, and I can answer any questions you have and I can go into great detail.
I think the simplest way is to go to brainhealthformulas.com, pick your product.
There's
and
that too.
There's product descriptors in there.
That's right.
And you pick your product and you get the credit card out and it's sent to you. Nothing easier than that. But yes, you can talk to Derek. Freely gives his phone number and he'll talk his ear off. He's even more like he talks more than Hunter Biden on crack. And proof of that, we're already running out of time here. Just got a minute left. Anything else, Derek?
Thank you to all your listeners who have ordered products. Thank you to you, John Potter. Thank you for having me on the show every Saturday. And thank you to all the listeners. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. I have so many things to ask you. You know, all these articles that I joked about, how every week there's an article about which foods boost brain health. We're going to hear next Saturday from Derek. Which are the foods that really do boost brain health? Half these things are AI, right? Right.
They've gotten to that point.
You can tell these articles are when it can't get to the point after two paragraphs, you know it's AI.
Yeah.
That's why we love having a real live person like Derek Lee, brain health expert. Once again, folks, brainhealthformulas.com. The phone number
775-634-7789.
Good guy. All right, Derek. Appreciate it. I got to run to the restroom again. Got a break for Fox News.